1.5 میلیارد مسلمان، این نیروی انسانی فوق العاده، این همه کشورهای اسلامی با این همه منابع،
Just because these Muslim countries are home to geopolitically strategic land that is rich in natural resources and center to all cross-continental land and sea trade route, they have always been in the crosshairs of the hawkish Western Empire. Unity among the Muslim countries and honoring the idea of being one Muslim nation becomes an obstacle for the colonialist capitalist pillagers.
میخوان مشهور کنن به خودشون، مسلمان در مقابل مسلمان، عرب در مقابل عرب.
In the year 1948, the state of Israel appeared in the midst of Palestinian lands, and gradually this minority of impostor Jews devastatingly enforced themselves upon the Palestinians.
Sadat recognized Israel's right to exist.
There be no more war or bloodshed between Arabs and Israelis.
A regime with unconditional support of the Western fascist governments proclaims freedom and advancement as it sits amidst the ruins of the neighboring Arab countries.
The United States and Israel are strong allies.
Relation between Israel and the USA is of a special kind. Israel receives more than $3 billion in direct foreign assistance each year, which is roughly 1/5 of America's entire foreign aid budget. Why?
Preventing a nuclear Iran and ending the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
That's financial assistance to a state that ranked 29th among the 181 countries in terms of economy. Without any conditions, they have always been protected by the Western powers because they are the most effective means for the West to advance their agenda, their destructive policies in the region. They are well aware of this need of the West. They continue their unlawful, barbaric acts with no accountability whatsoever, so they feel no need to be answerable.